listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A 41-year-old man is due to front court next month after being charged with 17 offences. The man allegedly entered a Magumba pub armed around 8:30 Friday night before firing a shot from a rifle into the ground. He's accused of threatening three staff members and allegedly assaulting a fourth before fleeing the scene, sparking a large-scale police operation. The man later found just before 11 o'clock that night in Unyorsia. Initiatives which support the welfare of animals and wildlife could be eligible for $50,000 in grant funding. It's administered through the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development on behalf of the state government. Acting Manager Zoe Martin says among the many, some of her highlights include programs which offer vet services to animals in remote communities.
The project so far has funded 72 projects worth over $2 million in total that have been supported by the program in the past 3 years, which have resulted in significant improvements to the welfare of animals.
The Shire of Laverton is set to fork out $20 to $100 million to repair its flood-damaged road network. The Shire responsible for the management of around 4,000 kilometres of unsealed road, with engineers assessing just 30% of the network so far. It follows a disaster assistance package announced by the federal government, which is set to help a range of shires in the Goldfields area. A new feature film shining a light on farmer suicide is receiving widespread support. The idea born by Australian farmer Leela McDougall during the COVID pandemic. The film showcases some of the hardships farmers face every day in a bid to raise awareness of mental health within the industry. In sport, a local hero who sadly lost his life battling a bushfire near Esperance has been honoured in a football tribute match over the weekend. UWA Footy Club taking a minute's silence in what would have been Harry Stead's senior year with the side. Teammates remembering the volunteer firefighter for the fun-loving and down-to-earth person he was.